Drive. And the organisation on doing tax abuse has been back, as well as the South African Airways Pilots Association. They've been back in court today for the next round of their battle to get the former SAA board chairperson, Dudumieni, declared a delinquent director. Mieni's lawyers have asked the courts to allow her to change her initial plea. Now, this time round, she wants to partly deny personal involvement in wrongdoing at the airline, and she wants to shift the responsibility to the SAA executive management team. Edwin Sidi was in court for us. He joins us now. Edwin, hi. Firstly, was Dudumieni in court today after all her previous no-shows?
Good afternoon, Joanne. No, she did not come in court again, Joanne.
All right. So just to explain to us how she wants to change her initial plea.
Apparently, in the last 10 minutes, we have just heard that there were about 11 admissions that she made on her original plea. But now she wants to change those particular admissions. His lawyer, Mr. Buthelezi, earlier argued that it would be unfair for their client not to be allowed to amend the plea, saying that, legally speaking, such cases have happened before whereby people were allowed to change their plea before the trial could begin. We also heard that should the trial go ahead without her having done such amendments on that particular plea, then that would be, unlawful, that according to Mr. Buthelezi. At this stage, the person now who's addressing the court is the lawyer from AUTA, Steinbeck, Advocate Steinbeck. Advocate Steinbeck is arguing that there's no other way that Mieni did not read carefully the plea. Earlier also, what we heard is that, the previous legal representative of Mieni could have possibly reasonably, misled her in terms of those 11 admissions. So, but now Steinbeck is saying that, you know what, the man is very educated, which of course that point was also raised by the judge, who said that how could it be possible that she couldn't understand what was contained in the previous plea and having to blame, the previous lawyers, saying that they misled her. So basically what they are saying is that there's no other way with the caliber of the person of Mr. Mieni that she was not aware of those particular admissions that she suddenly now wants to change, Joanne.
All right. So this is an interesting distinction that you're making. So initially, she was, if I understand you correctly, she was pleading guilty to wrongdoing. She now wants to say, well, it wasn't just me. It was also the South African Airways executive management that is partly to blame for all the wrongdoing that took place there. Am I understanding this correctly, Edwin?
Well, what is going to happen? Let me just briefly explain to you this way. Last month, when the matter was postponed to today, Mieni's legal team brought an application. In fact, they want to bring two applications. They are saying that Mieni, yes, she was the chairperson of the board. However, she was working with other people. So that application, we'll hear it later after this one has been finalized. In fact, what she wants is that every particular member of the board that she worked with in that time should also be held to the court to come and explain themselves as to what really transpired in terms of particularly financial management at the struggling SAA.
Give me a sense of this. I mean, this has been dragging on for 3 years, apparently. What are her reasons for raising this issue of the plea now?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Well, what you also heard in court now is that, she's just buying time here. She's just wasting the court time with these applications. Apparently, what happened is that she was represented by a certain advocate, whom later that particular advocate informed her that she can no longer stand for her in this particular trial. So she had to change legal teams, in an effort to have this case, thrown out of court. So the reason that has been given to the court is why now? Is that she said that she cannot travel between KZN and Gauteng to come and hear the matter, claiming that she doesn't afford. So, those are the things that we are hearing in court today. I should also add that, the judge has also raised a concern that, if you are saying that you want to amend the plea now, why did you wait for nearly 3 years? Because, apparently what we also heard is that all the papers that she was supposed to file on time, she has been filing them at the later stage. So that is the bone of contention at this stage as to why now.
Edwin, just a last question about when the judge is expected to make a decision on whether to allow this or not. Do we know?
We don't know yet because Advocate Stenberg on behalf of AUTA, she's still arguing. But however, the judge has reflected that she will have to make a decision on this application before then the other application can be brought before her.
Thank you very much for that. Edwin Sidi, our EWN reporter, they're bringing us the latest on that case in the North Gauteng High Court.